We're going in 3, 2, 1, bang. We're straight into it. Straight into it. That's the first time I think I've ever kind of counted in and then done it on the first count in. So, yeah, cool. We're back. Inner City Hermit, episode 18. Just me talking my mind, real shit, given to you, crazy stuff, my life. Anyway, yeah, that sort of stuff. That's a bit of a rip-off of Kevin Hart there, if you've ever seen the Kevin Hart buddy special. But anyway, doesn't matter. I watch too much stand-up comedy. Today, guys, we're back. We've got the beautiful 4K camera that I used to use before Kia went over to on her holiday. We finally got it back, so it's excellent for me because I've been finding the editing of the videos when I kind of have my when I've been using my phone video. I don't know, there's like a lot of random sort of stuff. It's like I think it records at like a lower frame speed than what the audio records as. So I've been having to use like a program to kind of make it so that it's like I don't know, like the program just like increases the frame speed without kind of fucking with the actual visual of it. So it's it used to be a real pain, and you know, I always talk about how much of a spud I am with working with bloody technology, and you know, things that take people like 2 seconds to do takes me like an hour. So that was just one of those things that I was like, fuck, I'm so over having to do this. So I bought myself a new SD card because we had no free space on SD cards, and that's why I couldn't record using this camera. But now we're back. Now I'm just trying to not get distracted by the fact that I can see myself just to the right of the old camera. So I'm trying to look at the lens and not looking at me. So if my eyes kind of zone off, I don't have a lazy eye. Well, I kind of have a lazy eye, but yeah. Anyway, so I usually make it kind of a point lately. I think lately, I don't know why I do it, but I think it's good that I do it. The start of the podcast, you know, and I've got myself some notes here because I'm becoming a professional podcaster now. And, you know, you got to take it seriously now. No, but I write myself a couple notes. And first thing on my notes on the top, right on the bloody top, is I always do like a mental health check-in. Like, how am I feeling? How are you guys feeling? How are we all feeling? How's the world feeling this week? And for me, last week at work, it was quite stressful. It was quite stressful in that I had an event that I was kind of convening. So I was doing lots of stuff to do with that. And of course, it is like the first couple of weeks of school. So, you know, it is really, really important to be on top of your game. And, you know, I really pride myself on being as working as hard as humanly possible, you know, for the kids. Like, that's my main priority. You know, like, if everything else is going kind of haywire, at least, you know, I'm putting in 110% every lesson I'm there, and I'm not walking into a classroom like, hey guys, we're learning about this today. Like, you know, you got to come in with some energy, because if you want the kids to buy in, you need to buy in yourself. It's like anything. Like, if you go into a work site and you're the foreman of a work site and you rock up and, you know, your employees see that you're like down, and you got to GM up. You got to be that sort of feeder of energy. So I like to come into a classroom and be really high energy. And I think I always find when I am sort of planning an event whilst also teaching, I can sometimes get caught up in that event, you know, checking emails and organizing that. And I sometimes forget about being that high energy person in the classroom. So this week it was very, very stressful for that. And there was a couple hiccups and here and there, and a couple of spot fires I had to put out. But I guess one thing, you know, and one thing I'm never, ever shy to kind of say this, but I think the support network that I get, and I, you know, I hope everyone sort of has the same support network, and I hope people in the same environment sort of feel the same, but my support network at work is unbelievable. Like, I can't, and I don't like talking about work, but I feel like, you know, when I'm doing these mental health check-ins, I'm at work during the week. That's where I am. So having that support network, like, I work with probably the best people in the world. Like, I couldn't asked for a better team to work with, and the support I get from them is amazing. So that's kind of how I managed it. And I think another way I managed it was just not being like, oh, am I annoying this person for asking for help? Like, yeah, sure, they might not be able to help me, but, you know, not kind of suffering in silence, just being like, I'm fucking stressed. Like, I'm so stressed. I don't feel like myself. And then just reaching out and asking for help is something that, for me, it's a big thing to overcome. But now that I feel that I've kind of overcome it, I feel really good. I feel really good and I feel really supported. And, you know, that's a big thing for me. I kind of am introverted. Like, I guess, you know, Kira and I have this conversation all the time, how both of us can't really tell if we're extroverted or introverted. Like, for those of you who might not know, but whether you like being, you know, dealing with things yourself, you like keeping to yourself if you're a bit introverted, or if you're extroverted, you know, you love asking people and talking to people, and you know, communication is a huge huge way that you kind of deal with problems or stress or whatever. So you know, for me, it definitely comes into having time definitely at the end of the day. And I did this a lot last week, where, you know, you put everything work related away. You know, I was watching anime. Like, I started watching Demon Slayer, which is a fucking top notch anime if you want to go watch it. Or I played more Pokemon. I recorded more of the Crystal series. And, you know, people ask me, like, oh, are people watching that series? And you know what, to be honest, I don't care. I literally do not care if people are watching, because at the end of the day, I love playing Pokemon and I love talking about it when I'm playing it. And if I'm, you know, I might be talking to myself, but I still feel like I'm talking to a group. So, you know, that's how I deal with stress. And it's becoming, and especially with this, it's becoming easier and easier to talk about how I'm feeling and the stress that I'm under and everything. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I got to Friday. The event was on Friday afternoon. It went well as it could have done. The kids were happy. The staff were happy. I was happy. I went home in a fantastic mood and I had a fantastic weekend. So, you know, that's my mental health check-in. I felt great. I feel great. Yeah, well, unfortunately, I don't feel 100% because I'm kind of hungover, because I went out with a couple friends last night, and man, it was good. Oh, it was such a good night. It was just, it was one of those times where you sit back and, you know, you're sitting there, you have a little bit of a quiet space and you just think, fuck, like, life is so good. Like, it's shit sometimes, but man, I'm sitting here with like 10 of my closest friends or 12 of my closest friends having a couple drinks and just laughing, and oh man, it's good. You just sat back. I felt good. So hopefully if you had that sort of feeling on your weekend, I hope it was really good. And I definitely can't drink as well as I could when I was 21. I sort of got home and I woke up this morning. I was a bit scattered. And I woke up and I was like, man, I'm really hungry. Like, what's the go? I open up the fridge and there's an extra large falafel snack pack cold sitting in my fridge. And I have no idea how it got there. So obviously, sometime between when I left the venue that I was at and got home, I picked up a large falafel snack pack. And I did check my bank account and it was $22 for a large falafel snack pack. So, you know, there's always that feeling of like, oh wow, $22, you could have spent that on fucking anything else. Like, anything else. You could have bought a new bloody mic, bloody USB shitty eBay mic, but you bought a pile of chips with some falafel put on top and barbecue sauce. Fuck, that is a rip off. And you know what was worse? I was like digging around and the container was split into three different sections, but they've just covered it anyway. So like the base of the container wasn't even hollow. So it looked like it was really full, but I like poured it onto a plate and there wasn't much there. So you weaseled me, you bastard. I think he knew I was drunk. So he was just like, this guy's not going to care. He probably won't even eat it. He'll probably go home and put it in his fridge and forget about it, which I did. So you win this round, kebab man. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a really good week. It's been a good week. It's got a good start to the week. I'm feeling bloody great. The world's great. There's no more rain. I'm looking out at beautiful sunshine. You know, it's one of those things where you just like, what a time. What a time. Yeah. So Anyway, of course, you know this segment, I'm always so excited, and it's getting some mixed emotions, this segment, but you know what? I don't care, because I like it, so you know who you're talking about. You know who I'm talking about, that one person who tells me he doesn't like the Wish segment, but I tell you what, I know deep down you'd like it, because you're always asking when the next potty's coming out, so this one's for you, mate. This one is for you. Wish product, actually, I'm just going to get it up. So this Wish product actually wasn't a Wish product given to me. No, this was a Wish product. I got this one from news.com.au, so, you know, one of those really good news outlets. But it is, it was a Wish product that someone bought, and it was a Wish product that someone bought for Halloween. And I'm going to put this bad boy up right there. So you're going to see it pop up as I'm talking about it. It's going to come on in 3, 2, 1. So I'm really good at editing that stuff in now, so I can kind of cue it. So I feel like a badass. I'm a professional. But anyway, it says, my little cousin ordered an It. So like It the clown. An It costume from Wish, and this is what he got. That. Now, if you can't see it, because obviously you're listening to the audio, you know those morph suits? You know those morph suits where they cover your face and hands and everything? So it is a morph suit. And on the morph suit, if you remember back to episode 17, the Photoshop, where the girl's like body, they photoshopped her to look really obese so they could do the before and after photos. Well, this product is a morph suit, and printed on the morph suit is, I would say, a screenshot of It, the clown from It. But obviously when the morph suit is like really shrunk because it's you're not wearing it, it probably looks like the clown's face. But as you can see, and as I'm explaining it, when you put the morph suit on, it literally morphs to your body. So this It clown, this clown costume, is literally, I think it looks actually terrifying. Probably looks more terrifying than the actual clown itself. But the face of the clown has like just morphed its way and spread across the poor kid's face, and it just looks fucked. Like, it looks like, if you've ever seen those videos of like on like 4chan and stuff where it's like the Russian like test subjects in these science experiments, I don't know if they're real or not, but this poor kid is going to be walking around with the most fucked up face, and his hair looks like Sideshow Bob's hair. No, Sideshow Bob? No, who's the other guy with the bone through his head in The Simpsons? I don't know his name. The dude with the bone through his head. It literally looks... Is it Sideshow Mel? Yeah, it looks like Sideshow Mel. So, like, his hair is just all fucking... Oh, he looks like the doll. He looks like the Cynthia doll from the Rugrats that Angelica would hold. And you could just imagine this poor kid's, like... I mean, if I was the parent, I'd make him wear it anyway because I think it's just fucking hilarious. But... yes, you know, and when it's one of those things, I had a mate who, he bought a suit from Wish. He bought a 3-piece suit. He obviously didn't, I think I've told this story before, he obviously didn't buy it with any high expectations that it was going to be really good or anything like that, but he bought a Wish suit, and this is just one of those things. When you buy clothing off Wish, it is just never gonna end well. I can't name one person who's bought something off Wish and was like, hey dude, this fits exceptionally well. Like, it's just skin tight, it's bloody awesome, it looks exactly like the pictures. Excuse me. So, the Wish product of the week. The Wish product of the week goes to this poor little, I'm going to say a 9-year-old, 10-year-old kid who is wearing the It costume, but he now looks like a Russian test subject. Oh, you poor child. You poor child. But this reminds me of a story, actually, when I didn't have this written down, but I was like, fuck it, I'm going to tell it anyway. So it was one Christmas. You know, we're coming up to Christmas eventually. But one Christmas, my family, my mum and dad, and it was my brother was only really little, so he didn't really give a fuck what happened to his face. But we went into the Meyer Center in the city, and in... In the Maya Center in the city, they were doing like face painting, like painting the faces, and they were trying to make you look like Christmas characters. So me being me, fucking dumb little 10-year-old kid with his like little bowl cut, because I did have a bowl cut, I'm going to try and find a photo of, actually I probably don't have a photo of me and my bowl cut, but I'll try and find one. If I do have one, it'll probably pop up there. But I had my bowl cut and I was obsessed with like spiking it up. Like, and I'm talking, if you've ever seen Paul Phoenix from Tekken, I'm going to put him up there. Paul Phoenix from Tekken has the most fucking out there hair. It doesn't make any sense that this guy, his hair is just, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I wanted to look like Paul Phoenix. So I asked the lady like, hello, can I like spike my hair up? She was like, of course, yeah. And anyway, she asked me like, oh, like we're spiking your hair up. They look like antlers. Remember, I'm 10, so I'm a fucking idiot. And I said, oh, cool. And she's like, do you want us to paint your face and we'll paint you like Rudolph? And I'm like, fuck yeah, why not? Because in my head, I'm seeing that I'm going to look like a deer. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to look like, I'm thinking, you know, there's makeup tutorial videos on Facebook. I'm thinking I'm going to look like that. So I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this. This woman proceeded to ruin my face and my hair for about an hour. And then, you know, like, as I was a kid, I was like, oh shit, this is taking so long. But now I'm looking back to it, and my mom and dad just left me there while they were just going and walking around the shops with my little brother, who had like a face painted like fucking Santa or an elf or something. And it took an hour for these ladies to do my hair and face. And now that I think back to it and have like, you know, my adult goggles on, I realized that the reason I was there for an hour, because this lady kept coming back and she kept bringing like different people to come help. This lady has fucked up so badly that she had to keep bringing other people from the makeup department to try and fix up my face. So it got to a point where my hair was 3 different colors. My face had been painted 4 times, and I had to sit there. I was so polite as a kid, even though I was a bit of a rat bag. I was so polite, I just sat there like, oh, this is all good, I love this. And this lady brought 5 different people back, and she kept being like, oh, we're just going to get this lady to help out a bit. And I realized that, well, I didn't realize, but I realize now that she had fucked up so badly that she needed to keep getting these people in to fucking fix my head. So I remember it got to a point, this was the last point, this was the point where I kind of clicked as a kid, like, oh, she's fucked up. They went to the Christmas department and just got a bag of tinsel and just fucked my hair up with tinsel. Now, I'm talking, my hair is straight up in the air. Like, it's straight up. There's nothing, it's all filled with gel with tinsel in it. And then they go, well, you're done, you look like Rudolph now. And I'm like, fuck off, I do. I look nothing like Rudolph. I look like the Joker's child. And anyway, my parents come and they see me, and I still remember my dad's face. This is a summary of my childhood. My mum was so supportive straight away, like, oh, you look so good. My dad fucking laughed, immediately started laughing at me. He just hit it so well. And you think he played it off like, oh no, I just saw this guy fall over and that's why he was laughing. But as soon as I saw my dad's face, I was like, oh my God, I look like shit. And the worst bit was, they marched me through the shop to go talk to the old dude who was pretending to be Santa. And I had to introduce myself to this old man who was looking at me like, this dude looks like a fucking idiot. And they made me introduce myself as fucking Rudolph. So the lady, I remember it so vividly in my head. This is why I know it must have scarred me for life. I remember the lady going, go introduce yourself. And then she walked over to Santa and whispered in his ear. And I probably imagined, like, she was like, I fucked this kid's makeup up. Can you pretend he's Rudolph? And Santa just went, well, I'm getting paid to do nothing, so why not? So Santa has gone, oh, you must be Rudolph. And the lady went to me, no, tell him your name's Mattson. We've tricked him. And in my head, I'm thinking, do you think I'm stupid? And I was just like, no, it's Mattson. And then the fucking Santa was like, oh, you had me fooled. I was like, no, I didn't, you old fuck. You know I look like shit. Just tell me. Just tell me I look like shit. And anyway, so we leave the shops, I leave the Maya Center, I take one step outside, I look my mum in the eye, and I fucking bawl my eyes out. I cry so much, more than I've ever done in my life. Just like looking at me, I like looked at myself in the mirror. I was just like, oh, what the fuck's happened to me? I hate myself. And my parents drove me all the way home to clean my face. But I kept my hair spiked up and then drove me all the way back to the Maya Center so we could continue our night. So, oh, I went on a tangent there, but I just remember that story. And fuck me, that story was so funny now that I look back on it. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But, you know, that was one of those times where I think, you know, I was aware of what was going on, but because I was a kid, I was stuck between these being aware and being a kid where, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, it's not that bad. Like, I don't understand. But then the other part of you that's conscious is like, I look like a fucking idiot. So thanks. Thanks. So to that lady in the Maya Center, thanks for that, because that scarred me for life. I haven't gotten my face painted since, even as an adult. I went to like bloody Oktoberfest like 3 years ago and they were like, let's paint your face, it's free. I was like, don't fucking touch my face. Don't. Leave the paint. Leave the paints away. Oh, man. Oh, that's crazy. That was so crazy. What a time to be alive, though. I look back on that and that's definitely one of those things that really built my character. Like, people ask me, like, why did you get embarrassed? I was like, well, I walked around the Maya Center looking like a fucked up deer. So, oh, I'm good. Oh, well. Good stuff. What a good stuff. I got another guest on the podcast today. I finally manned up. Well, actually, to be honest, he reached out to me. It's one of my good mates is coming on because he's starting. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you because you got to listen to the podcast. But I think it was crazy. Okay, so during the week, I got a shout out from Player Street Co, who is a podcast that I watch. It's a local podcast, and you know what they were talking about on the podcast. I think he was with Catch a Vibe, who's also another really good podcast in Brisbane. If you want to go check them out, I'll probably link them below because they're just nice dudes. And they were talking about like the podcasting community and stuff like that. And you know, there's obviously heaps of podcasts going around, but one of the big things that was being spoken about is how it's not a sort of area, like podcasting is not really an area where you want to chop other people down. Like, it's such a supportive network of people. And I'm just super stoked to be like, you know, considered one of the people who are in like that Brisbane podcasting sort of, you know, not, I wouldn't say Brisbane podcast, but that coming up of like, you know, a group of like blokes that are all around the same age. We all got like common things in mind and, you know, just, you know, seeing comments on each other's Instagrams, just like keep up the good work. And coming from someone who really thrives in like supportive environments, like, oh dude, it's so sick. Like, you know, being in that community of like people who all want the best. We all want each other to succeed. You know, if I reached out to them, I could probably be on their podcast. If they reached out to me, I'd fucking love to have them on. And just being in, you know, and it really shows me, whatever you're doing, you know, whether you're playing sport, you know, you're gaming, you're fashion designing, I don't care what you're doing. You're an entrepreneur. Being in these supportive environments is so important, and it's so awesome when you are part of it. So, and it's really kind of, you know, just that one message or that one kind of reach out from them or that one shout out was enough for me to go, you know, why the fuck am I so scared to ask people to come on my podcast? Like, why am I being such a pussy? Like, you know, podcasting, it's not about me. It's about everyone. You know, it's about the person who's coming on. It's like a selfless sort of industry, which is so good. Like, you know, I say that while I'm sitting here and I'm talking by myself, but you know, it's not about me. It's about you guys. It's about the people that listen. It's about the community. So yeah, that was really cool. That was a big highlight of my week. And, you know, I got a real buzz from, you know, being talked about or being, you know, being associated with that group, because it is such like a cool group. And, you know, there's another one who, like, lucky enough, I didn't really know about him, but he, you know, there was talked about in Player Streaker that like Real Talk with the Boys, which is like, you know, two blokes kind of doing what I do, like talking about sport and everything. It's just cool. It's just really cool. It's a great time. And, you know, it's a super saturated, you know, when I say that, lots of people are doing podcasting, but to be, to be in a group, or to just have a group of local podcasters in Brisbane that are supporting each other, it's fucking awesome. So, you know, and I hope people take that on to whatever they do. You know, I go play football, like, you know, I play like lower league football. It's just fun. But, you know, the boys in that team are supportive, you know, like I said, at work, everyone's supportive. It's one of those things that, I don't know, we got to a bit of a point in society where everyone just wanted to chop people down because it's like, hey, like, you're taking my food off my plate. Like, I want this. Whereas it's not. It's, we're at a buffet here. Life's a buffet. There's enough stuff for everyone. So, you know, if you want to start a podcast, I say this every week, go fucking do it. Choose something you're interested in. You like anime? Anime podcast. Pokemon podcast. You like sport? Just do something. Do something, and it's fun. It's a great hobby. So, you know, I think that brings me to the end of this podcast. It's a good one to end on. But yeah, it's just keep supporting each other. Keep supporting everyone. Keep checking in on your friends. Mental health check-ins, you know. I started off every solo podcast. I start off with a mental health check-in because it's important. If I can get it off my chest, like, you guys should be able to get it off your chest too. So, you know, have a fantastic rest of your week, guys. This is definitely going to be a podcast that I edit, record, edit, upload. It's going to come out today. It is Monday. So yeah, guys, just have a fantastic week. If you had a shit day today, don't stress. It's going to be good tomorrow. I said every day, every podcast, wake up the next day, look yourself in the mirror, say, hey, it's a fucking new day. You're a boss. You know what you're doing. You're going to kill it. Anyway, guys, I do this all the time when I sign off. Just have a fucking good week and peace out and, you know, give it a like and a subscribe and do your thing. But at the end of the day, just be a good human. Anyway, guys, peace out.